on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
720 WGN. Did you see who was at the game last night and all hell is breaking loose about the hockey match last night because of one of the attendees?
You have two of the attendees, right?
Yeah, two of them. Yep. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were at the fourth game in the Stanley Cup final. And of course, you know, the NHL's eating it up because they're like, hey, if we can even get a bump like the NFL did, we'll take it. Whenever Taylor shows up, Swifties tune in. And that's all they care about is the, you know, the ad revenue and the money, but not the purists. The hockey fans unleashed. I mean, just unleashed on her. I just don't get the hate, but they lost their minds. And I guess because did they turn the broadcast to her? Like, did they, you know, spend too much time talking about her being there?
Yeah, a couple of times. It wasn't like an NFL game and it wasn't like a Chiefs game where she'd be in the suite. They were actually in the seats and they showed them a few times. I didn't think it was too much.
Yeah. Well, some hockey purists did. Yeah. I'm reading stuff online. I'm like, holy smokes, people, relax just a little bit. But apparently it was after that power play goal, and then they kind of switched over to Taylor, and people lost their minds.
Yeah, the goal that sent it into overtime, it happened with less than 20 seconds left.
Okay. My gosh. Hey, we've been waiting for this phone call, and we're very excited because, you know, the Sox have a sellout tomorrow. But it's not because of the Sox. It's because of Pope Leo XIV. And Bishop Lawrence Sullivan is with us. Hello, Bishop. I'm guessing perhaps you might be there as well?
I certainly will, and I want to thank you for your interest in this incredible event. This is going to be fantastic.
The whole thing has been incredible. I mean, the fact that he wore the Sox hat in the general audience this week has people just cheering. You might even find there might be a few more people in the pews now that Pope Leo XIV, our Chicagoan, is the Pope.
That would be absolutely wonderful. We're looking at this as a great opportunity for people to really grow in their faith and to be interested in where God's moving in their lives. And if the Holy Father wearing a Sox hat helps that happen, that is incredible. It's wonderful.
Your Excellency, we're going to need someone to even it out. Would you wear a Cubs hat?
I have been known to wear a Cubs hat or two. I am a baseball fan, so.
I think it would show real courage. I'll be watching for this.
Bishop Sullivan, this event, you know, everybody thinks, oh, it's happening, you know, with the Sox put it on. But this is really put on by the Archdiocese, right?
It's put on by the Archdiocese in cooperation with the White Sox. Of course, we have been so grateful for their cooperation. But this is, we're also going to have representatives from the various teams. Chuck from the Chicago Bulls will be the MC, and the chaplain for the Cubs will be a part of this. This is really a citywide event, and I'm just so grateful that so many people are interested in learning more about what we have to offer. It's going to be a great, great event.
Hey, the vendors and the people who work at the rate are just happy that they'll have a full house tomorrow. Have you seen the video that the Holy Father has recorded for the event?
We have not, but I know that it's going to be a really wonderful opportunity. He's going to address it right to the people of Chicago, and then, of course, have a message for the world. And Pope Leo XIV is just such a wonderful, holy, and a prayerful person who really is so proud of his Chicago roots, but somebody who is first and foremost a child of God and wants everyone to be included. So it would be great.
You know, because we are following so closely, I mean, I'm a Catholic. I have my favorite popes. I have my popes that are on my okay list. But I've never seen a pope wear a sports hat before, and I was wondering if perhaps Francis ever donned a soccer hat or someone had supported a sports team in their country, or is that so purely American?
I would strongly suspect that Pope Francis did at one time wear some soccer uniform or colors, because these are people who really want to engage people where they're at. So whether it's Pope Leo or Pope Francis or the popes who've gone before them, They want to connect with people. And Pope John Paul II would often take the white zucchetto, the beanie, off his head and place it on somebody else. And that would be a little gift. That's a way of connecting to people. And wearing a socks, that's a way of connecting. So it's great.
Were you as surprised as we were and everyone else in the world that an American pope was chosen?
I was absolutely surprised. I was one of those people were saying, well, it's just that our culture is so dominant and we just have so much influence and that. But it just goes to show that the Holy Spirit is alive and well. And when those cardinals walked in to the conclave, there was no set agenda. They, in prayer, asked the Holy Spirit to guide them. And so anything was possible. And so the fact that Pope Leo was elected is really God's will at work.
You know, this city is joyfully divided. There's very little joy in division, but it's the Cubs and the Sox. And we had a good laugh when the Cubs thought that he was a Cubs fan. That was the first report, and they had it on their marquee. And then the South Side just ignited when they found out that was false. And not only was he a Sox fan, he is a dyed-in-the-wool Sox fan.
Yes, and everyone knows he was at that first World Series game in 2005, and so he is a Sox fan through and through. He's somebody who knows what it's like to be a loyal Sox fan. He's somebody who knows what it means to grow up in our area, and he takes all of those experiences with him as he's a universal pastor. He's really a pastor for the world, but he understands the things that are important to us, and I think that's wonderful.
Will the Cardinal be there tomorrow?
The Cardinal certainly will. We are incredibly blessed with a wonderful shepherd. The Cardinal will be there leading us in our program that really starts at 2, the official program at 2:30, and then Mass at 4. The Cardinal will be introducing the video from the Holy Father. He will be the main celebrant at Mass, and he will give the homily. So we are just so fortunate to have Cardinal Supich as our local shepherd and Pope Leo as our universal shepherd.
I can't imagine you can give communion to 20, 30, 40,000 people that will not be a part of the Mass tomorrow. Am I assuming that?
It will be. We actually have 235 communion stations. We have this mapped out. We have ushers who are going to be there. We're going to have it really organized in such a way to be very clear on who should receive communion, who should receive a blessing. So we're going to make sure that everybody is informed, and we've put together a wonderful program. It's going to be great.
Nope. We're getting some breaking news, Bishop. But nonetheless, it's very exciting. I love what is happening tomorrow. And I understand that NBC Chicago and Telemundo Chicago will be covering it from start to finish, so you can watch it on TV. And I hope you enjoy every minute and get the Pope to Chicago for a visit. That's your job. We're going to.
I will do.
You're going to work on that?
I will do my best.
Of course. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. God bless. Bye now.